Coordinated, episode 198, a perfect 10.
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Hameta here, former AP coordinator, now senior director, AP coordinator experience for the AP program.
And I'm Carly Suge, school counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us. You are in the perfect place. That's right. This is the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
The clock is ticking. Let's get to it. Let's get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
And a good morning to you too, Derek.
Actually, it really is a very nice morning. It is November, and it's starting to get colder out here on the West Coast. The nights are definitely cool. The days are still full of sunshine, though. In fact, one might say it's a perfect autumn day.
I see what you're doing there. Nice setup. A perfect day to talk about perfect things, right? Like the title of our episode, A Perfect 10. You told me the title, but not the subject of our conversation. Very cagey. I'm cautiously intrigued.
Well, normally, I mean, this is AP. So normally we talk about fives, as in AP exam scores of five, everyone's favorite score. But today we're going to double that and talk about tens, lots of tens.
Sounds good. As long as the double talk doesn't get us into double trouble. I'm not sure where you're going. Let's not get fired over this.
Right. This is a family show. I hear you. So when I say 10, today, I mean, we have roughly 10 minutes to cover 10 questions about AP seminar as an option for English 10, something many schools have decided to do and others are considering.
Yeah, count my school in the latter group. I want to learn more.
Me too. And that's a perfect, there's that word again, Carly. That's a perfect segue. We have a special guest. She is Senior Director, AP Access. She is a wonderful friend and a big time supporter of our show. Renata LV, welcome to Coordinated.
Definitely a fan of the show. Thanks for having me. I think I may have listened to every single episode. Do I get a special prize for that, Derek?
Wow. Way to put me on the spot right away. We'll work on that. Hey, Renata, thanks for being here. We're on the clock. We're going to be super efficient, just like good AP coordinators. 10 minutes for 10 questions about AP seminar as English 10. Are you ready?
Bring it on.
And we're off. Question number one. So what's this all about? Is AP seminar as English 10 the hot new thing?
Well, yes. So many educators and schools are taking innovative approaches to expand access and increase participation in AP seminar. Really, schools are looking for ways to provide more of their students with the opportunity to build skills that are critical for success in high school, in college, and career. Today, almost 3,000 schools offer AP seminar, and the most rapid adoption is taking place within English departments. So as a result of schools designating AP seminar as English 10, it is now the fastest growing AP course.
So some listeners might be thinking, actually, I am thinking, why consider this? What are the benefits of offering AP seminar as an English course?
Well, Derek, AP seminar is an incredible course, and my hope is that all students have the opportunity to take it. But here are three benefits of offering AP seminar as a core English course. First, AP seminar engages more students. The course includes a series of projects on topics of a student's or teacher's choice, making the course a lot more relevant. AP seminar builds relevant skills. Students who complete AP seminar as their English 10 course are building skills that are foundational to college and career success, like investigating topics, conducting research, and presenting. And our third benefit is that AP seminar results in powerful outcomes. Taking AP seminar in grade 10 specifically sets students up for success in future coursework when compared with their peers not enrolled in AP.
And what about quote-unquote roadblocks? Do all states allow AP seminar to fulfill their English 10 graduation requirements? That's pretty much a deal breaker, right?
That's a great question. See, the largest roadblock students reported was not having enough space for AP seminar in their schedules. So shifting AP seminar from an elective to a core English offering makes the course accessible to a lot more students. There are now 38 states that allow AP seminar to be offered as an English course, satisfying both an English core credit if taught by a certified English teacher and or a fourth year of English for graduation requirement. So in states that allow, we recommend offering AP seminar to fulfill that English 10 graduation requirement.
Related to that, does the course framework for AP seminar, does that fulfill state standard requirements?
So a lot of the skills in AP seminar align with the skills typical of English 10 courses. English teachers are already teaching students how to understand, evaluate, and make arguments. So the implementation of the AP seminar framework aligns with what English teachers are already doing. We examined state standards for ELA for all 50 states. Alignment crosswalks are now available for your state upon request.
And how about college credit, Renata? When students earn their qualifying scores, will it help them? Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, will colleges give credit for English 10 AP seminar?
You really have all the great questions, Derek. AP seminar was created in response to college admissions leaders' request for an AP course that was solely focused on skills. So taking AP seminar helps students be recognized and earn college placement and credit. There are currently over 550 institutions that award college credit for AP seminar scores. Most often, it is classified as a general elective credit.
All right, next question. Wait a minute. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 questions already. Carly, I can see you on camera right now, furiously taking notes. I know you. I'm guessing you have some questions as well.
I do. So all this is very interesting and helpful. Thank you so much. But I'm concerned that AP seminar as English 10 may be too difficult for some students. Do you recommend offering AP seminar as the only English option for grade 10? Or should it replace our honors English course?
So Carly, the summer prior to teaching AP seminar, teachers are required to attend a one-time workshop that AP Summer Institute provides teachers with instructional resources, best practices on how to meet their students where they are. It will give teachers the opportunity to review the project-based assessments and examine the framework. I strongly recommend incorporating AP Seminar as the English 10 course. Whether AP Seminar replaces your honor sections or all English sections, that's a school-level decision. So schools should do what works best for their English departments.
That is all sounding very positive. At least to me, it does. What can I tell my teachers to get them excited? Are there instructional resources or trainings available for English teachers?
Yes, so we have new resources. We've developed 4 new resources to support teachers who are new to teaching AP seminar as English 10. The first is the instructional guide, which contains strategies to incorporate English 10 skills, such as literary analysis and creative writing into the course. We also have 3 separate syllabi with different takes on how to integrate full literary text into the course. We have YouTube videos that provide an overview of how to merge AP seminar and English 10. And the 4th point there is we have the English 10 AP seminar landing page with all the new resources, including different modules that were just posted for English 10 teachers.
And do teachers who have already been trained to teach AP seminar as an elective, do they need to be retrained?
That's a great question. So we did add a new workshop for AP Seminar English The AP seminar workshop remains. However, teachers that are trained for AP seminar do not need to be retrained.
Okay. Now, what about me? What about counselors? Are there resources available for counselors?
So we've been busy because we also have new resources for counselors. We have two new resources and a couple on the way. The first I'll highlight are the case studies that were just released last month, the Rethinking Your English Sequence with AP Seminar case studies will show you how AP Seminar is rethinking their English sequences and incorporating it, whether it fits as an English 11 course, English 10 course, well, it's honors, well, it's for all students. It really gives you an insight and what that looks like. The second resource is there's a table that shows English sequence options for schools that are implementing the course. So it gives you a view of the English sequence from grade 9 to grade 12, whether you're using pre-AP English 1 or not. It gives you an idea of how to integrate AP seminar in the English sequence. We also have administrator resources on the way, so stay tuned for more.
That's fantastic. Okay, my last question. If I want to communicate about AP seminar with parents, how can you help me with that?
So for parents, I recommend using the Student Recruitment Toolkit to help you communicate the value of AP seminar with your community. You can also share a blog post with your students to help them understand the AP seminar experience. Both links are in the show notes.
Well done, team. 10 great questions, 10 even better answers, and 10, as you might have noticed, I did not do so well when it came to keeping track of time. My bad. I have an idea. Let's stop recording and do it again. I think we can keep it closer to 10 minutes.
Oh, no, you don't, Derek. No hiding your mistakes.
That's right, Derek. As a former high school teacher, I can say you have to show your work.
Okay. I can see I'm outvoted here. Fine. Let's just say we're rounding to the nearest 10-minute segment. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Carly, thank you as always. I don't know why you always have to ask more thoughtful questions than me, but that's okay. That's okay. As you both said, good for me to be humbled from time to time. And Renata, thank you so much for sharing all the exciting information. Before you go, how about sharing one more thing? How about sharing our podcast episode, Call to Action?
AP coordinators, please consider talking to your school or district leaders about AP seminar as English 10. There's a link to much more information in the show notes, or you can always share this podcast episode as well. It's always good to make sure everyone is coordinated.
We hope you enjoyed a quick or relatively quick conversation about AP seminar as English 10. On behalf of AP Program Delivery and the AP Coordinator Experience team, we do definitely appreciate you. And for all your support of AP students, AP coordinators, you are truly good as gold. I'm good as gold. AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School Workshop just for AP coordinators is back. And better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.